If you lived in a climate where you were experiencing a great deal of weather, the thing that you would learn is never to take the weather personally. You are living on a planet now where energetically there is a great deal of weather, and that weather impacts you and must be dealt with, and it is happening all around the planet. So when we say to you, do not take it personally, we do not mean pretend that you are not impacted, because of course you are. But what we are saying to you is that even when you are impacted, please do not draw it further into your heart center. Please do not make it a part of yourself. Do not assign it the job of punishment or reward or punishment from another life. We always enjoy watching people take that one on. But no, this is simply a planet in turmoil. It is having many impacts and will continue to. None of you, fortunately, are all powerful enough so that everything that happens to you as a result of a changing planet is a fault of yours. So remember to put that down. It is a difficult thing when you are feeling it, but to develop the muscle where you move up and open and receive what you need and carry that in your field, rather than drawing it into your solar plexus and feeling pain and feeling hurt. That is not what we want to do at all. We use the weather analogy because we believe you can understand it for those of you who have been in storms of any kind at all. You know that your job is to take care of yourself, to go to the safest place, to choose the things that will see you through the storm, not to throw yourself in front of the storm or to make a case for why you personally caused that storm. When it is weather, we can see it, and even our responses are the good ones. If you are in an area where there might be a tornado, you know to get in your car and drive out of the path of it. You do not stop in the path of the tornado and say, it is all my fault and now it has come to get me. At least we hope that is not what any of you will do. But this time on the earth where so much is changing, not all of it bad, and we do want to mention that, some of the shifts in the planet are for the better. Many of them are challenging. Many of them are upsetting. But the energy tide only a day or two ago has turned. And so we are once again now able to feel the forward movement in the energy when we pay attention. And this is really a relieving thing, because some of the previous energies have been tornadoes, and we have simply had to go to the cellar and close the door and wait for the storm to pass. Now, this kind of weather we are speaking about does indeed have to do with the changes that are happening on the planet. They are so many, so varied, and so multidimensional that we could not possibly go into all of them if we expected you all to go home and get a good night's sleep. So we will not do that. But please do remember to make a difference between the weather and the weathering, and who you are and what you are creating, because they are not the same thing. So, if you would begin to breathe deeply and easily. breathe in the blue of peace and exhale any hurtful energy that may have been caught in your mind or in your body. Feel the peaceful energy filling you. And in that peace, feel your own energy begin to rise, to move up through your body. Feel your crown open and your energy rise up. Feel your energy in the night sky, high in the night sky, knowing yourself as part of this perfect balance, allowing yourself to know the universes beyond the universes, the creation that has no end. And see ahead of you that there are gates. And the gates are the energy openings to the place that is the place for you to come, to be healed, to be expanded, to be loved. Feel the gates open. Enter the gate. And see what is around you. Now know that you are being met by a teacher in this very high place. See the teacher coming toward you. Make a space to join the energy of the teacher, to be with the teacher, and to hear what the teacher has for you, both in truth and in energy. Now see that the teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you have known the gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Receive the teacher's blessing. Find the place where there is water and refresh yourself. Come to the place where the gates open. Feel the power of the night sky and see a golden path that leads you back to the room, to your place in the circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a gift, a symbol. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.